Mr. and Mrs. Pryor, father and mother of the princess. Robert Paget, a Chicago lawyer. Mrs. Freshett, who offered her life for her friend. Candace, the cook. Miss Amelia, the schoolmistress. Interested relatives, friends, and neighbors. Chapter 1, Part 1, Little Sister. And could another child world be my share, I'd be a little sister there. "Have I got a little sister anywhere in this house?" inquired Laddie at the door, in his most coaxing voice. "Yes, sir," I answered, dropping the trousers I was making for Hezekiah, my pet blue jay, and running as fast as I could. There was no telling what minute May might take it into her head that she was a little sister and reach him first. Maybe he wanted me to do something for him. And I loved to wait on Laddie. "Ask Mother if you may go with me a while." "Mother doesn't care where I am, if I come when the supper bell rings." "All right," said Laddie. He led the way around the house, sat on the front step, and took me between his knees. "Oh, is it going to be a secret?" I cried. Secrets with Laddie were the greatest joy in life. He was so big and so handsome. He was so much nicer than anyone else in our family, or among our friends, that to share his secrets, run his errands, and love him blindly was the greatest happiness. Sometimes I disobeyed father and mother. I minded Laddie like his right hand. "The biggest secret yet," he said gravely. "Tell quick," I begged, holding my lip to his ears. "Not so fast," said Laddie. "Not so fast. I have doubts about this. I don't know that I should send you. Possibly you can't find the way. You may be afraid. Above all, there is never to be a whisper. Not to anyone, do you understand?" "What's the matter?" I asked. "Something serious," said Laddie. "You see, I expected to have an hour or two for myself this afternoon, so I made an engagement to spend the time with the fairy princess in our big woods. Father and I broke the reaper taking it from the shed just now, and you know how he is about fairies." I did know how he was about fairies. He hadn't a particle of patience with them. A princess would be the queen's daughter. My father's people were English, and I had heard enough talk to understand that. I was almost wild with excitement. "Tell me the secret, hurry," I cried. "It's just this," he said. "It took me a long time to coax the princess into our big woods. I had to fix a throne for her to sit on, spread a magic carpet for her feet, and build a wall to screen her. Now what is she going to think if I'm not there to welcome her when she comes? She promised to show me how to make sunshine on dark days." "Tell father, and he can have Leon help him." "But it's a secret with the princess, and it's hers as much as mine. If I tell, she may not like it, and then she won't make me her prince, and send me on her errands." "Then you don't dare tell a breath," I said. "Will you go in my place and carry her a letter to explain why I'm not coming, little sister?" "Of course," I said stoutly, and then my heart turned right over, for I had never been in our big woods alone, and neither mother nor father wanted me to go. Passing gypsies sometimes laid down the fence and went there to camp. Father thought all the wolves and wildcats were gone. He hadn't seen any in years. But every once in a while someone said they had, and he was not quite sure yet. And that wasn't the beginning of it. Paddy Ryan had come back from the war wrong in his head. He wore his old army overcoat summer and winter, slept on the ground, and ate whatever he could find. Once Laddie and Leon, hunting squirrels to make broth for mother, on one of her bad days, saw him in our big woods, and he was eating snakes. If I found Pat Ryan eating a snake, it would frighten me so I would stand still and let him eat me if he wanted to, and perhaps he wasn't too crazy to see how plump I was. I seemed to see swarthy, dark faces, big, sleek cats dropping from limbs, and Paddy Ryan's matted gray hair, the flying rags of the old blue coat, and a snake in his hands. Laddie was slipping the letter into my apron pocket. My knees threatened to let me down. "Must I lift the leaves and hunt for her, or will she come to me?" I wavered. "That's the biggest secret of all," said Laddie. "Since the princess entered them, our woods are enchanted, and there is no telling what wonderful things may happen any minute. One of them is this. Whenever the princess comes there, she grows in size until she is as big as, say, our Sally, and she fills all the place with glory, until you are so blinded you can scarcely see her face." "What is she like, Laddie?" I questioned, so filled with awe and interest that fear was forgotten. "She is taller."